Nevada.
Hello and welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
I'm Tim.
And I'm come on, Irene.
That's all I had. Sorry.
What the heck?
The song by...
no, we know the song. I know been at bars song. Late at night.
Just said come on, Irene when Will's mom came out.
I could have done,
I'm going to play this game. I'm an adult. Why don't people have respect for me? I've been here for 30 days. Nobody knows who I am.
See that one. That one's way better.
I laughed at that one.
Come on, Irene.
I just like I like that song. Come on, Irene. Was it Hats or I can't remember the name of the group.
Well, you know, the best thing Jeff said in this episode was dat booty.
He did. He talked about Ken's booty.
Well, Adam's booty, dat booty was stuck too. So
actually, Tim talked about Ken on The Married Man.
Oh, man. How can you not talk about Ken nonstop? Like, Ken, like,
I gave Will a test. He didn't pass. So I had to go screw up everybody's game and go there and tell people, hey, Will just told me you're putting my name down.
And I did not appreciate Ken when you gave me that test because I'm an adult and I should be treated like an adult as well.
You say you have all the morals and everything.
My mom was here, and she told me I should play the game, so that's why I'm going to play the game. Don't tell on me.
The two dumbest people with the dumbest sounding voices were feuding in this episode, and I loved it.
Well, actually, Ken, he's probably not used to talking. He probably just goes, just looks and goes, I'm Ken.
Yeah,
what else? What else does he have to say?
No, he doesn't have to do it. He just takes off his shirt and, like, you know, he doesn't jump into bed after 5-minute conversation, 6 or 7 usually.
Deep. It's got to be deep. He's got to see your soul. He's got to really get to know you.
I don't know if you're sponge worthy until I after 7 minutes.
I'm not going to jump into bed with a 18-year-old until I talk to him at least more than 5 minutes. So I had to give him a test, a different test than I usually give my other partners. But I had to give Will this test.
He had to get to know the core of him, his core, his integrity. Mm-hmm.
Every time he says about being on, I see Larry David looking into someone's eyes going, okay.
Okay. Really? So now that we're 3 minutes into this show, I guess in case you guys hadn't realized, Jay is in New York for business today. He is currently hanging out in Chelsea and,
Chelsea Clinton.
Yes, she's in Chelsea.
She is in New York.
That's very true. Anyway, Jay is had some Google training thing today, and he is
of course he did.
Not here. So we have gone to our B team, which is Shut Up Tim. Welcome, Tim.
Hey, it's good to be the B team. And don't you mean Married Man Shut Up Tim from the uber popular Jay and Jack Network show, The Married Man Show?
That's right. That is exactly what I mean.
It's called cross promotion.
That's true. And I am Colleen from the broadcast, and Jack is Jack from everything else.
I let me be from The Walking Dead this week.
Do you really want to be from The Walking
Three
Dead
stupid
this
guys.
Week?
Yeah, it's a Tara-centric episode, so everyone should go listen.
Okay.
pretty good. I will definitely check that one out.
I think it was like 10 minutes of talking about The Walking Dead and like 30 minutes of just making fun of it.
That sounds about right. But today, if I'm doing my best Jay impression, I go, well, haha, Jack, that's very funny, but we're here today to talk about Survivor.
Actually, Jay doesn't even pay attention because last night on the we did that crossover Westworld podcast, I gave a theory and then Jay turned around and gave the same theory right away, right after.
Jay pays attention to Westworld, though.
I said, I just said that. He goes, oh, you did? He goes, oh, okay. No, he pays attention to Westworld. He doesn't pay attention to me.
Well, I'm on the show with you, so I kind of can relate.
Okay.
Yeah, so we have Survivor to talk about.
We have Survivor. We could talk about Ken's booty, an 18-year-old having a temper tantrum. So many things to talk about.
Should we call the family visit the Stephen Fishbeck Memorial?
Because of the tears?
For the tears.
Lots of crying, and it's, you know, this is a real fun episode to come on and talk with you guys, because it's really hard to make fun of, you know, loved ones visit and a deceased cancer victim. You know, it's real fun episode to discuss. Thanks for having me on this time.
No problem.
Anytime.
You could understand the tears on this one.
Yes. Oh, I mean, things got real. And then, you know. Realer, but
yeah, and then Zeke.
Okay, so what do you guys think of this episode? So what you guys think of this episode today? And if I was doing my best Jay impression, I would be leaning back in the chair right now with my eyes closed. But
well, the right person got voted off. If you're planning on winning the game, the right person got voted off.
Yeah, and, you know, again, it's another episode that, like, there's a sting to it in the end. And, thinking about this season, this is another good episode. And this season I've had a lot of, like, survivor fatigue watching it. And I guess partly being a survivor podcaster myself, you know, sometimes you're going through the motions trying to get through a season. And when you have a big episode like this, it makes it easier. But again, it's worrisome. This season's confusing because I would have been like, well, Zeke's getting a winner's edit until this episode. And then thinking about it, I'm like, wow, there's still a bunch of characters that, like, I could see this person winning. I could see this person winning. I could see this person winning. I could see Jay Fabioing it to the end. I mean, is that what's going to happen? Is Jay going to, like, I don't know. And with Will flopping on his, the only good, the real thing.
I'm
that
having
I really
a really
enjoy,
hard time not laughing every time you say Will flopping, but continue.
Yeah. The real thing I am enjoying about this season is where there's no pogonging. There's no, like, one alliance taking out the other alliance. It's a lot of flip flopping back and forth, or trust clusters, or whatever you want to call the, whatever they're doing.
Can we stop with the trust clusters?
Yeah, cluster muster duster. So that's what I'm enjoying about the season. It's unpredictable as all get up is what I got to say.
Is this a record for idols being played that were useless? Because this idol was played today and wasn't needed again.
Yeah.
All right, I'm doing a mental scan of my brain. I'm not the best at, like, Survivor trivia myself. I usually rely
That's
on other
right.
co-hosts.
This past episode, you did for the tribe. It was me that remembered that the first rock draw was Marquesas, and you thought it was, I don't know, something different.
Vanuatu. I got it messed up. Yes, but people who know
you
me
still
know
way more about Survivor than I do. So,
just thinking of idols misplayed. I think we're at what, three now?
I think every idol has been.
No, because David's first idol, he played for Jessica and saved Jessica. So
later on, she lost. She got a piece of the rock.
Yeah. So there's only been two bad idols this season. And for sure, I believe even in Kagyan, Tony played his idol for LJ. LJ played his idol for Tony. And neither of them needed to play it. So
I love that
it's tied with Kagyan at least. And, you know, if you think about it, there's been seasons where three idols have been played at once and only one was successful type of thing. So,
well, what about in Karamoan?
In Karamosa, you mean?
What about caramel?
In Karamoan, Cochran never played his. Yeah, you just said Karamoan.
Yeah. Karamoa. No, Survivor it's not Karamosan.
No, Karamosa is the joke. I always say it wrong on purpose.
Okay.
Karamoan is Cochrane's season, Fans versus Favorites 2.
Yeah.
And I really don't recall the idol. I guess the Three Amigos played Malcolm played for the Three Amigos, right? Two idols for the Three Amigos.
Yeah, but wasn't Hold Up Row when he convinced Reynolds to play, like, let him play it for himself and it didn't matter? And
yeah,
wasn't there another idol play where they were all voting?
Yeah, hold up.
Okay, sorry. They were all going to vote for Philip Shepherd.
Yeah, and then Malcolm played two idols for both Eddie and Reynolds, and and Malcolm had the idol, so they voted out Philip. So, yeah. But what's the point?
I was saying, were there more idols played that didn't matter then?
I guess so. At this point, I think maybe three then, technically, if you count. But I don't recall who they were voting for. I think that they played the three idols and then everyone flopped. So, so it would be three useless idols in that season. But it depends on the how you define useless, because they used those idols to flop the whole tribe to vote out Philip instead of – it's not like the votes got negated. It was they all flopped.
Right. Okay. So – all right. Well, there we go then. Great Survivor history brought to you by Shut Up Tim.
Yes. I'm sure it's incorrect.
Well, hopefully Mandy's husband's not listening.
Oh, sorry, Mr. Mandy, if you are listening to this show. He didn't sound like a big Survivor fan.
He might be a bigger Survivor fan than Shut Up Tim fan.
Well, that's the case for a lot of people, honestly. A majority of listeners, I would think, are right now are tuning in for Survivor and disappointed with Shut Up Tim. So,
hey, you gotta have someone to hate. Everyone needs a villain, right?
That's what my mom has told me my entire life. You gotta have someone to hate.
Yeah, it's a tough role, but somebody's got to do it.
Every Clint Eastwood movie, there's somebody that you have to hate.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, I think everybody's. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, Jay, go ahead. Whatever. Step on my joke. I don't need to say
it. No, please say your joke. We're all dying to hear it.
It's not good anymore.
No.
It lost its momentum.
Okay. Here's my joke. Come on, Eileen. Oh, you know what I mean.
It's Irene.
Like that matters. It doesn't make it any funnier.
You mean everything. Whatever happened to that band? One Hit Wonders.
No wonders. The O'Neaters, don't you mean?
The O'Neaters. Great movie, by the way.
Great movie.
Yeah.
And
it's my favorite Tom Hanks movie.
It is. And we're talking about That Thing You Do for anybody playing along at home.
Oh, you know what? If you didn't know that,
not Survivor, apparently. We're not talking about Survivor anymore. All right, let's get into this recap while my eyes are still open. All right, Survivor Millennials versus Gen X, episode 11, about to have a rumble, which, by the way, good for Will. He got an episode title. He finally started talking more, and he got an episode title. So
Cindy goes, he doesn't sound real.
He really doesn't.
Just imagine what it'll sound like once, like, you know, he hits puberty.
Give him respect, okay?
His voice will. Oh, you think it's going to go opposite when he hits?
I apologize.
You think it's going to be opposite when he hits puberty? He's going to go high. Uh oh.
No, you're here. You're here. Yeah. All right. Then.
Yeah. So.
So he's his when everybody else goes low, he's going to go high. Is what you're saying?
Is that that's
once
what
he hits
Jack's,
puberty? Yeah.
That's what Jack thinks. I think that he's just going to go so low that, like, only dogs can hear him. It's just going to be like, it's just going to be like a note that, like, it's just like, and, like, people just, like, have seizures and or bowel movements every time he speaks.
What?
He's like the Ricola horn. He's gonna. That's what he'll sound like. You know, the
Ricola.
I'm gonna play.
Don't you get tired though when somebody's been there for 30 days and they said, you know what? I realize I have to start playing the game.
Yes, that's. Oh, welcome to the game, Will. I don't like how everyone doesn't give me any credit.
Hey, does anyone think Will can Will win this game?
No.
What if he goes with Hannah and Sunday?
Hannah'd win the game.
Hannah would win
the game.
Hannah's got a better story, and it's one of those things where it's like, do you think all of these jurors want to give Will a million dollars, 18-year-old kid, $1 million? even like, I know Hannah's not, you know, like 23 or 4, but still it's like, she seems like she could use it more.
Well, she is a comedian, so.
Is barista. She a comedian?
She's a barista, technically.
She's a barista, but she...
She does improv.
Really?
Doesn't she work for UCB or Second City or something? UCB?
Yeah, UCB.
Really?
In
really?
LA, yep.
Okay, all right.
Good times.
I'll go with that.
Speaking of Hannah, the episode starts out on day night 30 after Tribal, and Hannah feels really guilty that Jess went home for her. David is scared that his 5 are going to get picked off now, or his 4 that are left. Zeke is very touched that everyone went to Rocks for him, and he and his group make a pact to go to the final 5. And then here is the quote in which I was immediately thought, man, why didn't I put 20 points on Zeke? Says, I am trying to not get too excited, but I think I'm going to the final 5. And then he says something about it like, as long as he wins and David doesn't. In which case, I was like, I don't even think you're going to the final 8, but
he was gone after that.
Oh, yeah. It's funny, like, when you start to look at things like that, and because it's the same thing last episode with Chris, where he was like, I'm going to get Jessica out if it's the last thing I do.
Yeah,
that's why you got to be careful with your confessionals.
Yep. Ironic editing.
Ironic editing. Speaking of confessionals, I'll probably bring this up later, but why not just talk about it now? Can we just talk about how Will was like going places in his confessionals? I mean, that was a young man with some anger.
You think he was just tired? I mean, he's been there a long time. He's young.
They're all tired. Nobody else is like going ham on the camera.
But he went 30 days without speaking. He's had a lot built up. Because he was like, I go, oh my God, he's gonna hide the machete.
And you know how these high school students are? They're all like frustrated, and when you like. Haven't gotten to like play the game at all, and you finally play the game, there's a lot to like release and vent out. And for Will, also, like, Ken totally made a stupid beautiful, but beautiful and gorgeous stupid move. It's like, why blow, you know, they could have gone into Tribal and just had a 100% blindside of Zeke, but instead, no, we just caused unnecessary drama. Unless like Ken's like, oh yeah, I'm gonna blow up Will's game and make sure that he can't win the game.
Well, hey, he can't win the game now regardless.
Yeah,
and that was
Ken's
what was
not,
so funny.
Ken's not winning the game either. Spoiler alert.
Probably not. I think Adam has a really good shot right now.
Yeah, with tonight's edit for sure. But if you look at
I would have felt better for Adam if he still had his idol.
I wouldn't have. It looked very uncomfortable, if you ask me.
Good times. We go to day 31, and Ken has the legacy advantage now. It was placed in his bag. Jess,
I love her.
Yeah.
I love her.
God, I love that girl. Then
that just
Hannah
shows you
somewhere.
Playing a game with, you know, integrity.
Jess, you are amazing.
A hard way.
Why didn't she leave me the idol? I want to play.
You know,
and she should have given me the advantage.
You know, it would have been really funny if when he was giving that confessional about how, God, I love that girl, if like Hannah was like approaching him and then like heard that and like slowly backed away.
He loves
all,
me.
Like...
He loves me. He's so beautiful.
Good times. Hey, guys, I made it 19 minutes coughing.
Actually, it could have been anybody anybody left going, oh, Ken loves me. It could have been anybody. I think Jay would have said, dude, really? All right.
Yeah. All right, so we go over to the reward challenge. It's the loved one visit. We have this whole setup. Hannah talks about how her mom is the best. She beat cancer. Adam, you know, starts crying and doesn't stop for the rest of the episode.
I was getting emotional during that one. That was rough.
It was rough. This whole middle part of this episode was pretty rough. And then, you know, Hannah tells his Adam tells his brother about his advantage and cries about how he can't use it. Then we get some great quotes during the challenge, which, oh, Adam got stuck just like Winnie the Pooh, which is all I could think of when I was watching it. Ken was also stuck. And according to Jeff, it's that booty.
That booty.
That booty.
Oh, I love that booty.
Use your legs. Use your legs. Because you're gorgeous. I'm gorgeous, too.
Okay, okay. Any future Survivor players that might be listening right now, did you see how Jay went under the pole? Always go under the pole head up so you can bend your body. If you go head first, your back's not going to bend. That's a tip from me to you.
You mean feet first?
No, not feet first. You go head first, but you go on your back, face up, so that when you get under it, yeah, so it's like you're doing a crunch under the pole. If you go stomach, if you go on your stomach head first, like Ken and Adam did, you just get stuck.
Right.
Yeah, well, Brett did the same thing, but he stopped to have a beer. So that slowed him down a little bit.
You know, that was Ken's Brett's biggest problem with the reward was he didn't get to drink beer.
Well, they weren't offering beer as a reward, so he didn't even try.
You know, it's been like 3 days. I gotta have a beer.
Oh, I feel your pain, Brett. But, oh goodness. Okay, where were we? Geez, Louise. Okay. Oh. I was gonna make a joke, and now the moment has passed. But I'll make it anyway.
Come on, Eileen. Oh, you know what I mean.
Thank you for the wonderful advice, Tim, on how to go through that challenge. Somewhere Spencer Bledsoe just took notes for next time.
Would you want to win? I've always said this is one challenge I wouldn't want to win.
Oh, I would never win this challenge.
No, I would never either.
Because you have to, you know, they're going to be put on the spot and have to pick every. I mean, I thought Jay handled it really well. You know, I love all you guys.
Yeah, but, he handled it really well.
But I would lose it. I would throw this. I would go in head first, and I wouldn't back into it. So,
well, what I would have done. I mean, I know Adam played it really well by starting off the challenge of being like, I have an advantage. I'm not going to play it, because it wouldn't be fair. And then, but if I was Adam, I wouldn't have said that. I would have played my advantage, then partnered with Jeff and been like, hey, Jeff, if I give up my loved one, can everybody else have their loved one? Because Jeff has done that in the past, you know, yeah. Like even Karamoa, what we talked about, you know, Brandon and Don didn't get their loved ones and everybody else got theirs. So that would be the type of thing where it's like, I want to give up my loved one. I'll steal this reward. I want to give up. I want to give my loved one to you. But honestly, Adam probably played it. Jeff probably would have been like, nah.
Screw you, Adam.
The way Adam played it was perfect. All he had to do was like, I'm not going to play it because it's not fair. And then Jay picks him.
Yeah.
He's like, you could have totally, you know, taken this and you didn't. So come on, man.
Did you see the drool coming down Ken's face, though?
There was spittle.
Yeah.
And hey.
Oh, the sand.
Hey, Colleen.
What?
Colleen. Ken's brother.
Oh, Ken's brother. A 7.
Yeah. Hannah said he's beautiful too.
He was very beautiful. I'll give him that. He was attractive.
He's a little older. He's probably older. He's older than Ken, right? Because Ken looked up to him.
I think so. That's the impression I got. Yeah, I'd say Ken's brother is. Their mom made good babies.
He had that rugged good looks.
Good looking babies. Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go, Ken's brother.
I hope he plays the game of Survivor as well as Ken does.
Yeah,
that seems mean.
Hey, Ken's my pick to go all the way, and today was the first day. I said, "Come on, Ken, you're killing me."
Yeah, well, Zeke was mine.
But really, when we're talking about the fantasy league, we need Will to make it to Final Five and then go out at 5, so that way Tim and I can overtake John Norton and claim and duke it out to the very end.
I want to see Will go to Final 3 just to hear him give his reason why winning.
I played the game, cause so I need the million, guys.
Oh, stop. You can't.
You know,
me.
Prom can be expensive.
Oh, okay. Continuing on. At the reward, Adam tells Adam's brother tells him that the news isn't that great about his mom's cancer.
This was rough.
This was really rough. So she wasn't responding to the treatments. So she's taking a little break from all of the treatments. He says, you know, not to worry. She's regaining her strength. But Adam is very upset by this news. And his brother reminds him just how proud she was and how she's there with him. And this was seriously, yeah, this was a rough scene to watch. Because I think anybody that's ever had a loved one who was ill, whether it was cancer or not, that has passed away from something, you know, can probably empathize
talked about it last week, how hard it'd be to be in this game if you knew that a loved one was going to pass away.
Yeah.
But now he's getting word that she's not responding to the medicine she's not going to survive much longer. That to me, I don't know how he bounced back to play the game. And he went back and he wins the challenge. He has, you know, I don't know how he did that.
Well, that challenge was one where I think you needed to focus. And I think that he was the immunity challenge. Even if he was distracted by the news of his mom, it probably actually worked in his favor because he was so focused on something that he wasn't psyching himself out with the...
Yeah, that could have been it. But I just, like, he bounced back and, like, I don't know.
That was awful, awful to watch. And I'm so sorry to Adam that he even had to go through that because it's rough. I've been through the news of the treatments not working and all that. It's horrible. But Adam gives Jay the advantage as a thank you. And it looks like Adam and Jay are kind of sort of friends now, but not really by the next day, I guess.
I love you, but I hate you. Yeah. Jay's another honest person. I like Jay.
Well, I mean, Adam's just basically like, hey, bro, thanks for taking me on a reward. Here, have this totally worthless advantage because you know what? I'll show my gratitude by getting away something that's just a target on me now.
Really, bro? Really?
No, wow. Thanks, bro. I'll totally take another target on my back because that's what I totally need.
The only thing it'd be good for is if the auction where you can steal somebody's advantage in the game. That's the only thing it could possibly be good for. I mean, what else could
or if you can steal Ken's legacy advantage when that shows up, it'd just be like, yoink.
Oh, that would be dick.
Can you steal that?
I doubt it.
I don't think you can.
Okay.
But because
it's a reward, not an advantage.
I said earlier when we first found out about this, you know, advantage he had, I just would have thrown it on the fire and not told anybody.
It's basically what he's doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Essentially. So we go to day 33, and as the sun rises, David points out to Will that there's a meeting going on the beach. David says, use me for this vote, and Will says, I'm tired of using people. I want to work with people. And then, you know, he stomped his feet a couple of times in the sand. But he didn't come here to be dragged as a goat, guys. He came here to play, and they decide they want to get Zeke out. Shocker.
I'm not a goat. I am your father.
We go to the immunity challenge. It comes down to what, like Zeke, Jay, and Adam, and then Jay and Adam, and Adam wins. Okay. So go, Adam.
Wait, Ken was there for a while.
Ken. Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. It comes down to Ken, Adam, and Jay. I was pulling for Ken, but I'm always pulling for Ken. Wink, wink. David and Will are anticipating that Zeke goes home. Zeke is a little bit worried. This is back at camp, by the way, that the four people in the minority are so calm. So they decide to go after Ken. Will tells Ken that he wants to be in the group that respects him. Ken needs to know, he needs to know the core of a person, their integrity, their value, because he's trying to win this game for his little girl.
Start a new life.
Yes, and then Ken promptly takes Jay aside and confronts him. Jay then confronts Will. Will wanted credit for this one big move. And this is the part where I was having a tough time. Like, I just wanted credit for this one big move, guys. And then I stopped hearing his big, deep voice and just heard like a little kid throwing a temper tantrum. But Will is so angry with Ken, he wants to blow up his game.
When he held his breath.
But my mom told me to play the game, guys. Why, Ken, did you? You're just making me upset.
So ridiculous. But, I mean, I can understand being mad and all that. But, like, that was... I know that we've talked about this on the tribe, and we probably talked about it here. We've definitely talked about it on the broadcast, but I always maintain, like, until you get out into the world and live, like, you can experience things, but, like, your perception and your reactions to things and stuff take a, you know, totally different turn once you've experienced more life. And I feel like Will had a very inexperienced reaction to...
Hormones are going all over the place.
Really? You're going to blame this on hormones?
I'm just saying.
Because he's got the hots for Sunday or something?
Really?
No.
I would say more like Ken, but...
Jack.
At that age, you can't control your emotions. Can you?
I mean, once a month, I can't control my emotions, but I wouldn't be out there on Survivor getting all...
I agree, but I'm just saying it. I'm trying to remember back as this 17, 18-year-old back in the 30s. If it was at the same trouble. We're talking about the Great Depression.
Yeah.
Hey, Jack.
I was lucky to have food.
Hey, Jack, your mic is super low right now. I can barely hear you.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Better now?
No. I think your internal microphone kicked on, and the microphone that you were using isn't working anymore, because I can also hear, like, the fan. Can you hear that too, Tim?
Yeah, I can hear that fan.
So how do I do this?
Oh, now
you sound good.
Now I sound good?
Yeah, he's back, guys. Now, if this is a broadcast, I edited all that out, but it's not.
I didn't do anything.
Oh, well, that's weird. Wait. Well, we're here still. All right.
I blame Will.
You blame Will. Really? Because I thought you should blame Ken. Ken, isn't that what you're supposed to do right now? Blame Ken?
Ken, I hate blaming Ken, but anyway.
I know, you can't. But so Will is in control of the game. And at this point, I was like, I think we're getting set up for a pretty epic fall right now.
Yeah, very, very true. It's one of those things where it's like, well, you got an issue with the swing vote out the swing vote,
exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
But also you had to think, though, like, these are some pretty stubborn people, so stubborn that they were willing to go to rocks last episode.
Right.
Do you think they're going to, like, actually come together as a coalition to vote out, an unruly swing vote? No, I think they're going to roll the dice and hope that, you know, we're going to play our votes and David can't play his idol that he found for somebody else and blah, blah, blah. And so... So Zeke gets.
You also think it's like too. Is Will? We think he can't win, so they must know he can't win either.
You would think so. But also, you got to think that while you're out there, you know, they're not seeing all the confessionals and the edits and stuff, and they probably all think they can win.
I'm sure they heard Will's confessional.
Yeah, well, that's true. I lost my impression. I want to play. Yeah, I lost it. Come on, Eileen. Hey. All right. Yeah, I just think that bad episode for Will, bad episode for Ken, great, great episode for Adam and Jay.
I don't think it was such a bad episode for Ken, though, because they made sure.
Oh, God.
No.
He's pretty and all, but come on, man. That was a terrible, terrible move by Ken.
They made sure to include that stuff about how he's playing with honor and integrity and for his little girl.
I get that, but
they wouldn't have kept that stuff in if...
I get that, but the four people in his alliance are like going, oh my God, why he's so pretty, but why do we keep him in the group? I don't know.
Because David really likes Kit. David liked him so much that he was going to play the idol, that he played his idol for him last week with zero hesitation, where he had hesitation about playing it for Hannah. And then he was like, oh, whoa, Ken. All right, well, Ken's another story. Well, I got to keep Ken.
Ken memorized it. He hypnotized you with those eyes. It's like,
no, he played the idol for Ken because Adam told him, hey, they're talking about Ken. And so that,
yeah,
you know, that's the only reason. It was Adam's fault that, you know, they did go to Rocks because Adam was originally they were going to play it for Hannah. It just took them.
Do you think looking back on, did Adam do that on purpose to flush out?
Oh, No, because Adam said they're voting for Ken. But
yeah,
sorry.
Adam heard Sunday say that.
I know, but it just seems stupid at this point.
No, I think Adam was genuinely trying to help. Sunday totally played them. It's Sunday. I feel like Sunday has actually done some really great stuff like that. If you listen yes, because if you listen to Jessica's exit interview, she mentions that Sunday kind of played her too. The vote that she was going home, that David saved her. Sunday had her completely convinced that the vote was going another way. So I think Sunday has been a pretty good little ambassador for whoever's in charge and the alliances to sway the votes or put people in need or something.
Colleen, you're talking about the same exact move. We are both discussing the same move. I mean, Sunday's made one move. It's not great. She's not going to win.
She's not going to win. Oh my God, no. If she was going to win, we'd see way more of her. I'm just saying. I think that Sunday is not playing as terribly as we're all assuming because we aren't seeing much of her. I think she's just, you know, doing some stuff, but she's not going to win, and she doesn't have the ginormous personality that Zeke and David and everybody else has, and she didn't have a teenage temper tantrum tonight, so, you know, she just kind of gets... She didn't get, you know, whatever.
It would have been nice if one of her sons came instead of her husband.
That's right. And then she wouldn't have cried though.
I'm not talking to you.
Where's my daughter? oh, good times. But I don't know. So Tribal, Will wants respect. He's sitting in the middle. Blah blah blah. Adam pulls an item out of his crotch.
Did they put? I don't know. Do they seat the people where they want them to sit?
I think they tell them where to sit.
Because it just seemed Will sitting there on top of his throne in between the four groups.
Yeah. But Adam with the crotch idol played uselessly. But hey, at least this time it was played for somebody that had votes written down.
You don't have to touch it, Jeff. You don't have to touch it.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. Yeah.
Did you? Jeff had no problem. He's like, come on, hand it over. And then, like, I don't know if you saw right before they cut, Jeff smelled his hand. I thought that was really weird.
No way. Did he really?
Yeah, go back and look. You got to freeze frame it. But Jeff is definitely, like, smelling his hand.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
it's like reflex. You mm-hmm. have to. You have to do that.
Yeah, totally.
It's human nature.
Oh, I was going to say before, David was not going to play the idol for Hannah last week. He was only going to play it for himself because he gave it to Jeff, and then he went and sat down. And then it wasn't until Ken's Adam was like, yo, hold up, bro. They're going to vote for Ken. That he was like, okay, Jeff, I'm going to play this idol for Ken. Like, he would have been like, I'm playing this for Hannah. When he walked up there, David's all for the dramatics. He changed that at the end. So I'm just saying.
And why do people keep voting for Hannah? Can she win the game?
Because she's a woman. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, I think that, you know, it came down to the fact where it's like, okay, so David's got the idol, so he can't play it for him. And then, oh, but David played it for Ken last time. What if he plays it for Ken again this time? So let's vote for the other person. Let's vote for the most unlikely person in the alliance that he would give his idol to. And that's Hannah.
Yeah.
But, bum bum ba bum. Didn't matter because Will flipped anyway.
Yeah.
Which we all saw coming. And I like how the Will identifies the person that has given him the most respect in the game is Jay. So I think that that does...
And then stabs him in the back.
Are most of the people on the jury now pro-Jay?
I think if he gets to the final three, he wins it.
Like, you think he's going to, like, Mike Holloway it or something?
I think so. I said Fabio.
I mean,
said Fabio, but I mean Mike Holloway in that, like,
he still has an idol, right? He still has his idol.
Odd man out.
Yeah, he still has his idol, but he's not. But here's the thing: he's not really the odd man out because he still has, you know, now he's in the minority, but now the majority has Will, who's this chaotic factor who, like, if you look at the next week preview, it's going to go to his head. So it's one of those things where it's like, okay, and well, let's break up and I'm going to make some moves and maybe he can sway Adam or something because now, you know, Adam gave him the advantage and they kind of bonded. I don't know. I feel like Jay has a great shot at winning this game. If, like, oh my gosh, if Jay and Adam and, like, Will go to the end, this is Survivor Nicaragua all over again. I can't say that right. I'm, like, thinking of Nick from the Married Man show, Nicaragua, all over again because it's like you have this person who played a great game in Sash, but the person that you had Sash and Brenda there at the end who played the game, and then you have the person who, like, the jury likes, and the person the jury likes wins the game.
Yeah. And I think it could be Jay. I mean, say it's Jay, David, and Adam. Still Jay?
Jay, David,
Adam.
That's like a murderer's row there, winning edits.
I was just going to say, who's on the jury then? If it's Jay, David, and Adam, who's on the jury?
Well, all the rest of the
people.
All
the rest of them. Right.
Sunday, Ken, Jess, Chris, Brett, Hannah, and Zeke. Well,
I don't think David has a shot.
No.
And Michelle.
I don't think David has a shot because all of the...
And Will.
I think Jay wins.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Jay wins there. I don't think David really has a shot. He has to really go up against
Hannah and Will.
I don't even know if that works. Maybe Will, but then...
Say he takes Will and Brett.
I think the Gen Xers are so bitter at him. You just have to hope, like, someone like Zeke can, like, you know, do jury control and try to help the people get over their bitterness. Because I watched the Ponder Rosa video before we started recording, and let me just tell you, I'm not going to spoil it for those people who want to check it out, but surprising bitter jury members in the jury, and it's not the people you would think. So.
So, well, Zeke is not a bitter juror right now?
Well, I don't think Zeke would be a bitter juror. I feel like Zeke's the type of guy who respects the game type of thing.
Maybe, but if I'm Zeke, I'm telling people not to vote for Will.
So he would be like the last group, the last season survivor.
Sure.
Sure.
He respects the game. I mean,
You're an anti-Micheller.
I'm not anti-Micheller, but I'm just saying she shouldn't have won.
Got it. So yeah, so you know that happens. Bitter jury syndrome. It happens, yeah. Even in the best seasons.
Yeah, I'm anti-bitter jury.
Well,
I don't know. Sometimes it could make for some interesting winners, I guess. I don't know.
I'd vote for the person I felt deserved to win, even if they're the ones that got me out.
Right. So, are you guys bummed to see Zeke go? He was good team.
Yeah, I thought he's a good player. He's good. He's but he just got too cocky. And he even said maybe I made my move too soon.
Well, he definitely, that was his mistake. Yeah. Was they, you know, he basically made it this season's David versus me. And you know, when you put your neck out, it gets chopped off and yeah. So
yeah,
too fast, too soon. I mean, you needed to reel it back a little bit. And, well, I mean, really, had Hannah gone home instead, or had what was the other side? It was Hannah or, well, I guess Zeke. He would have gone home last week. So, yeah. But that's because he was overplaying. So his probably his big downfall was when he turned on Chris and he took power.
Yep.
So are we going to see a repeat with Will? I mean, because Will's basically copying what Zeke did.
Oh, yeah. I think Will's going home next week.
Yeah, and he just doesn't seem to have a strong enough trust cluster, if you ask me.
Yeah, there you go. well, especially now if one trust cluster is kind of mad at him.
Yeah.
This late in the game, you can't rely on a flipper, so, right?
It's not even that late. There's still eight people left still.
But still, I mean, you're coming down. I got to go with people I can trust. So I got to follow Ken's advice.
Plus, the odds of his mom, come on, Irene, isn't going to she's probably not going to get an opportunity to come in and give him more advice in the game. So
you never know. She may not have left. She might be hiding somewhere.
Yeah. She's at the Survivor karaoke bar singing "Come On, Irene."
You know, moms are—they, they protect their young.
You know that moment means everything.
Okay, well, on that note,
I think you scared Colleen there. I think she scared her so much she lost her cough.
Yeah. Mm, oh my god.
Hopefully,
that's like scaring the hiccups out of me. Wow, awesome. Thanks, dude. When is the finale episode?
It's got to be soon, right? Because
So this is episode 11, and there's usually, 14 episodes in the Survivor season? So we're looking at December 12th, I think, is the finale.
Is the final going to be on a Sunday?
No.
Well, because you got eight people left, right? So and next week is December 4th or 5th, right?
Survivor 33 finale.
Yeah, let's figure that out. And while we're doing that, we have a couple emails. And we have a phone call from last week that I'm going to try to hopefully play, which we didn't even realize we had that last week. But the first email is from Mandy Idols.
Mandy!
Three idols were played this season on someone other than the person who was the holder of the idol. Last week, it was played for someone who got no votes. This week, it was played for someone who wasn't going home. Will voted for Zeke, in case you missed it. Have we come full circle and it's time for a no idol season? Is it possible? Is that even possible? Or would all the casuals not understand the strategy in a no idol season? Silly me. Casuals don't understand strategy. Ha ha. So what do you guys think? You think that we're due for a no idols season?
Yeah, because you could have, I mean, people would still think there's idols in the game, right?
What? No.
So people would be stressing out that there's idols in out there.
Definitely not.
You want idols?
Come on. The game has changed. It's never not going to be idols again.
I can live without idols.
It's just another idol. I want them to go to the Cambodia idol method of hiding them in challenges again. Yeah. I thought that was really awesome.
I agree with that 100%.
Yeah.
I think we're just going to get, a really, really different, idol every time. They're gonna figure it out.
We'll see. I don't know. I think a no idol season we're probably not going to get it because they love that, but I think it would be interesting.
I like Tim said. I like it at the challenge because you have to try it. You get the clue, but you're like, okay, how do I get the idol?
Right.
Where you're just sitting there walking around the village or your camp and looking for it. That's boring.
Fair enough. But just think if idol season and somebody like Tony was playing. I mean, that man would lie and make up idols, and it would be really entertaining.
I still think the idol should be a person. So, like, if you get the thing, you get the thing. Hannah is the idol. Oh man, I gotta keep Hannah in the game because she's my idol.
Okay.
I think that would be just different strategy, something different.
What if, like, the idol was Adam's crotch?
Well, no, I'm voting that out. But no, seriously, if you had someone who you didn't even like and didn't want to take, but you had to keep them in the game because it's your idol. Fair and enough. How do you play that when your people are going, what do you mean you don't want to vote out Hannah? You guys don't even get along. Well, Hannah's got some good qualities, and you know, because you don't want to lose your idol, right? Anyway, that's what I said.
True, but isn't that just trying to keep your alliance member in the game too?
But what if they're not in your alliance?
Well, why wouldn't you align with somebody who is your idol?
You could try and align with someone. There's times people just don't get along. Eh. And maybe they're a terrible game player. Maybe it's like last year when Debbie, where Aubrey was trying to play with Debbie, and Debbie's like going off the, you know, going crazy. It's like, I got to vote her out because I can't stand her. She's killing my game.
Yeah, fair enough.
What if Debbie was your idol? Okay, well, I got to keep Debbie the crazy person.
Yeah, but it's easy to keep a crazy person, too, because you could just say that they're your goat. But I guess then people might pick you off for it. But then how right. do you play that person?
Well, you go say, well, Jeff, my idol is Hannah. Jeff knows.
So I volunteer Hannah as tribute, and then what?
You throw her on the fire. No.
Jeff. Jeff only throws the person on the fire if you pick the wrong person. It's like, no, David is not the idol, and he picks him up and throws him into the fire.
No, it would just be a certain way to do it and say, and Jeff would say, yes, that is. And people go, wait, it's a person is the idol? People start looking at each other.
Hey, guys, this might be the dumbest idea of all time. No offense, Jack, but
I think it's the greatest idea.
I'm going to tell you the greatest idol idea of all time. At the start of the game, everyone receives a package, and in that package, it's everyone has a hidden immunity idol. Everyone starts with a hidden immunity idol. Boom. Game changer. Everyone has a hidden immunity idol, and then it's like one of those things, the first tribal council, it's be like, well, do you play it for the first time or do you try to save it type of thing?
So when Jeff goes, does anyone have an idol? 17 people walk up there and
Yeah. Well, it'd be one of those things that, you know, like seven. Well, there's never going to be a 17 person tribe, Jack,
You don't know. Well, you're going to have all the idols. You might as well have just one tribe.
That's one tribe sounds horrible. Well, they would never do that.
Look,
I mean,
giving everyone an idol sucks too.
I bet it'd still be better than One World.
You know, people would complain about that.
Sure.
Yeah,
but, I mean, honestly, everyone with the idol is 100 times better than a person's the idol.
I think you're wrong.
Congratulations, you are a hidden immunity idol. Then why doesn't that person just play themselves, Jack?
No, it doesn't work that way. It's more detailed than that. I can't remember exactly how I laid it out, but it's much better than your everybody gets an idol. It's well, you know what? Just had the millennials play. Everyone gets an idol.
It's a participation idol.
You know what? In fact, nobody loses this game. You all win $1 million.
All right, guys. I cannot for the life of me find the date of the finale. But
next week is the 7th, a date that will live in infamy. And the week after that is the 14th.
I think it's the 14th. I remember.
So next week we'll be down to 7. No, is it no, a double no, episode next week?
There are 14 episodes of Survivor, so we just don't know if it's going to be a Sunday or not. I don't feel like last season they didn't do a Sunday though.
No, last season was Wednesday.
Maybe
this next week is a double episode.
The finale is December 14th.
All right, so next week has to be a double episode.
I found it on the Reddits. So, okay.
Oh, that's a scary place to go these days.
I used to love the Survivor Reddit, and I have really not really gone on it at all this season.
Talk bad about Reddit. Don't talk bad about Reddit.
I love Reddit. Adam's on the Reddit.
Reddit's the best.
I do love Reddit. But all right, so yeah, that means we definitely have to have an episode with a double boot.
Double boot?
Or we have six in the finale.
Yeah, this final
has nothing
six.
To do with Survivor, but I just broke my second pin today.
Okay. So, all over me. Okay, so if we have a final six, If we
how is that possible?
So does that mean that
are you gripping too hard? Like do you just like don't know the strength of your hand?
I guess I'm on steroids, so maybe that's what it is.
You'd be pretty good at the immunity challenge this week, then, I guess.
I can't let go.
Are you still on the steroids?
No, was never on steroids. It was a joke.
Oh.
I'm on blood. I'm on blood thinners.
So. There you go.
If I cut myself with a pin, I could die. I could die on the podcast.
That's very true.
I'm bleeding. Please, someone call 911.
Hey, tomorrow afternoon, you have to help us. Jay has a mattress in his car, and we have to donate it. But we have to.
That sounds like a joke. Jay has a mattress in his car.
Wait a second, Colleen. Wait a second. Jack just said he snapped another pen. By chance, is this a red pen? And also, if you're anemic, it's probably blood and not actually ink. Are you okay, Jack?
Yeah, I'm okay. It's definitely ink. It's sticking to my. It's all over my hands.
This podcast has gotten away from me.
Whose fault is that?
It started away from you.
Okay, that's very true. Okay, let's go back to this speculating. If there's a final
six... No. Let's go back to you talking about a mattress.
Yeah, what do we have to do?
Yeah, something about a mattress. Let's talk about that.
I already have moved a mattress to my other daughter's house. I cleaned out my garage. Why do I have to keep moving stuff?
Because we are donating it to a charity. And...
Can't they just come pick it up?
Well, now they are, but it's in Jay's car because he was just going to drive it there.
How small is this mattress?
It's huge, and I couldn't carry it. We had to have a neighbor help. It was drama.
It's on Jay's car?
No, it's in the car.
Jay has a little rat. Doesn't he have a little Volkswagen? How'd you get a mattress in a Volkswagen?
I rolled it up, I guess. I don't know.
How do you roll up a mattress?
Look, okay, I tried, and I couldn't carry it.
There's no springs in it? There's no stuff?
Is it one of those Tempur-Pedic ones that like you can you push the button and it folds up?
No.
Is it one of those inflatable mattresses? No. Just put the air out.
Did he just put your personal number down to like -4 so it deflates to the point where like you can fit into a car?
No, it's
comfortably.
It's a big queen size mattress. Regardless,
how the hell did you get a queen size? I couldn't get a queen size mattress in my car. How did you get a queen size mattress in that little car?
It's in there, but now Jay can't drive, so it's got to. And he was going to drop it off somewhere, but now they're going to come pick it up. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Okay, I just need your help since you wouldn't help me with my treadmill.
I didn't say I wouldn't help you with the treadmill.
I know.
I have a treadmill. I got to take upstairs now.
I'm being dramatic. I really want that treadmill in the house. But whatever. Okay, Survivor. If there's going to be a final six for the finale.
You know what? I've changed my mind. A treadmill should be the hidden music.
Ooh, that would be good. I approve of that.
See, you're walking around the island and you run into a treadmill and go, this is where Adam could hide that.
But like to activate it, you have to run like 6 miles on it at Tribal Council or else it's not.
So it's like speed.
Yeah, you have to keep it at a certain speed. It's like a giant hamster ball treadmill.
If you slow down, someone blows up. So,
wow, this sounds like scintillating TV. Okay,
it's way more. Well, it's 100 times more interesting than our mattress.
But it's somebody in your alliance. So, like, if I have Adam in my alliance, I got to keep running.
Hey, I heard on the next season of Amazing Race, one of the tasks is to fit a mattress into your car.
I'd lose because I don't know how you fit a queen size mattress into a little car.
Well, it's in there.
Fat
okay.
guy in a little car.
You'll see it tomorrow.
Take a picture.
I have ink all over me.
Yeah, can we get a picture of that? Put it in the patrons group. Oh, we didn't plug the Patreon. Hey, if you want to be a patron, visit patreon.com/JayandJack. We have a really fun group and lots of things happening. All right. Can I just get out my question, please?
Also, if you're an Amazon shopper, go to amazon.com/JayandJack or go to JayandJack.com.
Actually, no. Don't go to amazon.com/JayandJack. Go to JayandJack.com/Amazon.
Oh, whatever it is, go to jayandjack.com/Amazon and make that your homepage. So whatever you do, if you're just shopping on Amazon,
which for a new mattress,
for a new mattress, and well, a new car because your mattress, you know, destroyed your car.
Or a new pen.
New pen, yes.
Two new pens. All right, can I ask my damn question? And then we have another email, and then we're gonna get out of here.
We have a.
Yes, I've been asking a question. If there's a final six at the last episode, right, the season finale, does that mean that just like there was a final six in Cambodia, right, and it was crazy with Kimmy and with Kimmy's exit, and you know how they had to agree on whether it was going to be like Keith or Kimmy, and like there was like drama. I was like, do you think there's going to be another big, huge dramatic event?
I'll say let Kimmy stay.
Stick to the plan.
Don't make fun of Keith, or I'll walk out of this place.
Okay, guys.
Is that all Keith, it took?
Keith is my Ken. Let me just say that. Keith is my
Ken.
Keith
is your Ken. So
I love Keith.
Good.
Okay, so please, do you think that there's going to be some big, huge, major thing that happens at a tribal council, and that's why we start with the final six for the finale, like in Cambodia?
Hannah feels guilty that she's there.
Well, I mean, I believe last season started Final Six also, and they just have been, like, you know, doing this, you know, extra vote-off or whatever. So hopefully there's drama, but, you know, if we're down to, like, you know, Jay, Will, and Sunday, how much drama can that really get us to be there if, like, all the really interesting people are voted off by that point? But we'll see. You know, fingers crossed. I think that... you know, next episode's really going to, like, sow the seeds.
Yeah.
You think that after the next episode, if it's, especially if it's double elimination, we'll know who's probably going to win it?
I don't know. I think at this point, who knows? Hey, maybe it's another... I don't know.
I think it's tough. I think it's hard to tell.
Yeah.
Do we have someone who's a really hard worker that's left? Because we know they'll get no votes.
Oh. All right, we have another email.
Moving on.
Here. Here's a few extra questions if you need them. Well, I have news for you, Mr. Emailer. It is, and this is from Dr. Rob on Twitter.
Rob.
It just took me 10 minutes and a detour talking about pens and mattresses to get one question out. So
that was your fault.
No,
yeah,
it wasn't.
You brought up the mattress.
One, with Will blowing up at Tribal Council, what are your thoughts about voting out the swing vote? Too hard to do on short notice? Well, they knew he was the swing vote beforehand, but
I think they made the right move. Zeke was the guy that could win it. I wouldn't have voted out Will at that point.
Yeah, Will is not a power player in the slightest. I mean, Will's he's like, I don't want to be a goat, but like now you are a goat, bro. Yeah, you're the goatiest goat to ever goat on this season. You know, so guess what? You get to stay in the game, but you're not going to win the game, bro.
Hey, not to get off topic here, does Ken ever talk at these tribal councils?
He did last week, and then Brett yelled at him.
Yeah, and he talked about a turntable at one point, you know, record player or something. And
grammar.
Yeah.
Grammar, yes.
And I think he spoke about mattresses one time.
You know, you get a mattress, a queen size in a car.
Oh, I live in my car.
I mean, look, those little hatchbacks, they can fit a lot of things. They get that booty. They got that trunk.
You know, you're gonna wake up tomorrow and all the windows in that car are going to be shattered.
Yeah, it's been in there for two days. It's fine.
The mattress is going to expand. Boom.
Oh, man. That's right. Like the time Amanda... from the broadcast and I, when we lived together, we left a bottle of wine in the freezer overnight by accident, and it exploded. So never do that again.
Nice.
Yeah, don't do that. So next question. Was a target on Hannah, arguably the weakest lieutenant on David's team, intentional bait for Zeke's alliance?
I don't know. It didn't seem that way. They didn't portray it that way at all. So...
like Tim said earlier, they're just trying to divert from Ken to Hannah.
Yeah.
You see their face when he played the idol for Hannah, like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
They're son of a gun.
And Will said, I don't know what the big deal is. I voted for Zeke.
You didn't
Guys, you didn't even have to play it. I mean, I'm playing the game now because my mom said, told me to.
All right, then.
Poor 18-year-old kid, a bunch of old guys making fun of his voice.
But I said before the season even started, I said, this guy has like a 40-year-old voice. He's just got an amazing deep voice.
Yeah. If you like it so much, why don't you marry it?
I keep looking at it going, does he speak a foreign language just like subtitles? Is it like Mad Max, the original Mad Max?
Overdubbed him.
Wouldn't they do that for like My Fair Lady with the singing where she sang it and then they had somebody else come in and sing it for her?
Yeah, I think that's why we haven't heard so much from Will, because it costs money to overdub.
Yeah, I think that I think if they aren't going to do that for Abby Maria, they're not going to do it for anybody.
But Abby Maria. Oh man, I really miss Abby Maria's mom.
Abby Maria's mom. Can we just instead? Can we cut out all that mattress talk and we replace it with talk about how awesome Abby Maria's mom is?
She's pretty awesome.
She always looks on the loved one's visit like she has no idea what Survivor is or that she's on a TV show. And it's like they like kidnapped her to get her there. And so she's always just like, oh, okay, what are we doing?
They took the sack, burlap sack off her head and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. She's like just shell shocked. Doesn't know any English. She's been with all these English handlers the whole time. And they're just like, you're coming on Survivor for your daughter. How do you not know? This is the second season.
I don't have a daughter.
But in Portuguese, she says that, right?
Yeah, yes, exactly.
Oh, she is pretty awesome. Next question. If David's alliance knew that David would be the target and chose Hannah as the least protected target, did Zeke overthink the game and go home because of it? I doubt it, because there's no way anyone could have guessed Adam would drop an idol. I think he just answered the question. Next question is, are you shocked that Ken flipped his vote to Zeke? Wait, Ken was always going to vote for Zeke.
Yeah. So
Will?
Yes, I was shocked.
I think Will voting for Zeke shocked me.
Yeah,
not me. I kind of figured. He wants to get that credit for that big move, man.
Well, once Adam played the idol, he got screwed.
Thank you, Dr. Rob, who is now heading to go work at the hospital ER. Hope your cough is better, Colleen. It's kind of better. I just can't laugh without coughing. That's my current problem.
Dr. Rob, what is the cure for ink all over your hand? What is it?
Actually, he just tweeted me with the answer to your question. Lay down on a mattress. Oh, good. You'll be able to do that tomorrow.
I'll do that tomorrow. I'm trying to get this mattress out of a car.
It's a very heavy mattress.
Need the jaws of life to.
Am I doing this by myself?
No, Jay's going to help you. I just can't do it.
I'm doing it by myself. Got it.
Ha 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 ha! I tried to carry it into the car, and I could not do it. It is so damn heavy, and there is nothing that you can grip it with. But all right, so that was that. Do we want to try to play this phone call?
Let's play the call from JP.
All right, JP. If we can't play your call for some reason, blame Jay for being in New York City right now.
New York City.
I'm just saying.
Hey guys. It is JP from New Jersey. I wanted to wish you all a happy belated Thanksgiving, and this is for the Survivor podcast. Now, last week you guys were talking about whether or not somebody would stay or even go on Survivor if they knew a loved one was sick or dying, and I think you guys forgot to bring up a very, very valid point. Years ago when Johnny Fairplay found out that his grandmother passed away, he stayed, he toughed it out, and he stayed there, and he completed the challenge. And, of course, I'm being sarcastic. I know what his whole gimmick was. Anyway, great show. Love it. Look forward to it every week. And I'll talk to you guys soon.
All right. Did you guys hear the call?
Yes.
Was I successful? All right. Ha ha ha. So, all right, I guess we just have to look no further than Johnny Fairplay for the answer to that question. But Tim, did we talk about this on the tribe? I don't think we did. This past week, where the question arose last week, where if you knew that your family member passed away, would you want to be told, or would you want to just finish out the game with a clear head?
Well, I know Johnny Fairplay is the joke answer he JP made, and yeah, very funny. But you know, the one player that this really brings to mind is Survivor All-Star Season 8.
With Jenna.
With Jenna leaving the game to go be with her mother, and then you know, she got to be with her mother, and then her mother passed away like 4 days later after she reunited. So it's one of those things. But you know, for like Adam, and he's said that time and time again, his mom's a huge Survivor fan, his whole family are big Survivor fans, and it's one of those things. It's like, hey, now's your shot, go do it. You know, it's you're only gonna have the Survivor opportunity, I mean, at the very least once in your life, if you're lucky enough to play again, twice, and some people four or five times. But you know,
his family,
it's just like so behind him that, yeah, it's tough to make that decision. And that's why we see all this emotion, especially on the love visit from him. But it's also one of those things. It's like, how can anyone like hate Adam? I mean, he's not, we've seen like all sides of Adam, you know, warts and all. He's played a whole like pretty bad game, but now it's like turning around type of thing. He's had his game blown up in tribal a couple times, but now he's like, he's reaching that rarefied air where it's like, he's turning out to be one of the best players that are left, you know, like he's the cream rising to the top as like, you know, the people that were like, oh yeah, Zeke is this upper echelon player. Well, Zeke is cut down, and you know, we'll continue to see that hopefully. And maybe Adam can just fly into the radar. He did tell us, like, if you watch the confessionals, he's like, I only have one more thing left on my Survivor bucket list. And that would be a really good quote to play at the reunion when he's handed, you know, the $1 million check.
You think that, has he told anyone about his mom?
No. Is that going to be his drop the mic, Val is pregnant moment at tribal, final tribal?
Or does he just, or it's just, is it, has Johnny Fairplay ruined it for everybody?
Well, yeah, I think enough time has passed. And plus, no, Adam's not a douchebag like Johnny Fairplay. So.
He's not, but he has played the game, and he has been all over the place. I mean, so to me personally, you'd want to believe people, but it's like, okay, is he just saying this to get my sympathy vote? I mean, obviously it's true, but I just, has Johnny, because JP brought it up, has Johnny Fairplay ruined that play for everybody? And not that you use that to win the game, but is it, I mean, if you bring it up, do people start looking, oh yeah, he's going to be a Johnny Fairplay? So many people lie about what they do. I'm like Brett, like he's a funeral director.
Yeah, but I don't, you know, like we've seen Adam time and time again. He's not a good liar, I think that might be the thing where it's like, it'd be hard for me to believe that Adam gets to Final Tribal Council and never mentions his mom because it's such a big story in the game. And we understand, like, okay, well, maybe it's such a big story in the game because we got him to the family visit, and now he can leave the game and his story's kind of complete because we got this, it paid off here. It's just like, but just like Jeremy, like the whole pregnant wife thing,
right?
Paid off in the family visit big time. And then we go, you know, he goes on and wins the game. Who knows? It's one of those things.
Or is it smarter not to say it because people, you know, they're just going to say, oh, he's going to get the sympathy vote. I don't want to have him in the finals with me. And people want to get rid of him before that.
I think that's why he's not saying it until he gets to the finals.
Yeah. Okay. I think that's
something you drop at final tribal, you know, just like Jeremy in Cambodia. He didn't tell anybody his wife was pregnant until he was in tribal council. And it was like, yeah, against Spencer and Tasha, like, how can you compete type of thing? So
right.
Spencer said, I told my girlfriend I love her.
I showed human emotion.
I went fishing with you once. I realized it. And also another thing that, you know, we should mention about Adam is he has a like crowdfunding thing going on right now. Maybe we can put the link in the Facebook group at least, or on Twitter.
Yes. Can you do that? Because I'm horrible with that kind of stuff.
Yes, and it's hashtag Live Like Susie Memorial Fund for Lung Cancer Research. Okay. And he's having a goal of 50,000, and you can donate. And it's for lung cancer research through the organization Stand Up to Cancer. So
we'll put that on our Facebook page, and then I'll put it on our Twitter page.
Awesome. Sounds good, because it's the URL is kind of cumbersome. Also, if you follow Adam at all on Facebook, or he's been tweeting a lot about this, and also he's like giving out buffs and stuff, and if you're a big buff person, there was a link he tweeted out I saw that you could get a Heroes and Villains buff signed by 9 of the 10 heroes. So.
Oh, well, that's cool. Yeah.
I better be a big buff person because I have to move a mattress.
Who's the one hero that didn't sign it?
Amanda Kimmel from Montana did not sign the buff out of the hero tribe. So,
Why?
There wasn't an explanation, but she's the one missing autograph. So, if you want to speculate why Amanda didn't, you can do that. But you know, such greats on the Heroes Tribe as Colby and Rupert and
Tom, I have to sign it.
Tom Wesson, Stephanie LaGrossa, James. Wow. So, yeah, James Survivor.
Guys should at least win once.
The Villain Tribe was better though, but guys.
Of course. But all right, on that note, real quick, let's tally the votes, guys. I have no idea how Jay actually does this tally stuff. That to me is
I don't think anybody who listens to the show knows.
Okay. Well, according to this, Jay has 4, Jack and I are tied at 10. So last week, none of us were right. Jay and I both said Adam, Jack said Brett. So thank God I don't have to worry about these stupid points. Did anybody's final pick go out of the game?
Not mine.
Nope. All right. So week 12, who are we thinking goes home? I'm saying Will. I'll go first. Tim, you get to pick for Jay.
For Jay?
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter. It's not like affecting my pool.
No, which by the way, in the tribe pool I just checked, all the people that left the default picks on all got 5 points for Zeke.
Sure.
Mr. John Norton is the only one that put more than 5 points on Zeke. And
mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
He's probably on the spoiler one.
Hashtag mm-hmm. cheater.
So you're saying I get a pick for Jay and I'll never be on the show again this season, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm gonna put
Jay's points on Zeke.
No, you gotta get somebody that's still in the game.
Okay, Sunday.
Okay. All right, and Jack.
Will's such an easy choice.
Hey, I'm rooting for Will to go to the finale and then get out at 6 because, again, that's the only way we're gonna beat Mr. Cheater Norton.
I'm gonna take David just for fun.
Who? I coughed over David. You. David. Okay. All right. Well, those are those picks. I'm still winning the front office pools one between the three of us, and that's funny because you guys aren't even playing. It's just me playing against the default picks, which is what you guys
are picking.
What about
don't we get picks for who we had Zeke going furthest? You don't know this.
What? Was that
Brett, we should just move on.
Was Zeke was
pre-merge,
my,
merge,
no.
or final three?
Zeke was my overall pick. You're right. Oh, that. Yeah, we got to move on from that because I don't remember how. I don't know how we did that. But, okay. Zeke was my pick. Okay, so I got to make a new final pick.
Guys, everyone tuned out at the 10 minutes of mattress talk already. So it doesn't matter. Let's just move forward.
Okay, well, my new final pick is going to be... I'm going to go with Jay, and I think I get 2 points because...
Oh, surprise. You picked a Jay. What a shocker.
Well, I could have picked him at any other point, but I have Ken in the other league, so I might as well do this. All right. On that note, guys, Mr. Shut Up Tim, thank you so much for joining us. We have some patrons to thank. Thank you very much to Brad from Chicago, Eckhart Rickner, Tack from Tokyo, and Molly the Millennial. If you would like to become a patron, consider supporting us. We just hit the $1,000 a month mark, so there will be a live Married Man show and broadcast show coming at you guys in January sometime. So stay tuned for that. Thank you all who supported us. If you'd like to consider being a patron, you can go to patreon.com/JaneJack, or you can go to janejack.com, and there's a big red, button link to subscribe to it on the top right-hand corner, so you can do that. I'm trying to think what else. Check out some of the other shows on the network. Westworld is coming to a close next week, and Westworld with JJack and Mike is the new hot it thing. So check out that podcast if you're interested in that show. Or if you decide to binge watch it after it's over, go back and listen to the podcast for companion. They rival a Shut Up Tim podcast in which they are 2+ hours each week. I'm trying to think if there
is anything else. It's a shock when you have a Jay-led podcast.
I know. Every week I'm like, man, like they're still up there doing this.
Wait. That insult towards me, that means because when I'm on, the shows go long, is what you're saying, right?
Yes, but yes. To be fair to you, we've been averaging about an hour to an hour and 15 minutes, so the show has only gone 5 minutes longer. You have unsuccessfully stalled.
Well, I mean, that's not my intention. I come on, and like when there's gold, you know, the shows go long. I can't help it when it's like, you know, we're going to talk about mattresses and Come On, Eileen. I mean, I got nothing to work with. So fine, I'm happy. We don't have, you know, Colleen, you should take note of this. Podcasts don't have to be super long. You can make them shorter, especially when there's like, you know, boring content going on. If you catch my drift. Broadcast.
Yeah, check Excuse out the me, broadcast.
I have a cough too. Broadcast sucks.
Check out the broadcast. It's a lot of fun. If you want to hear more of me and Shandy Pants, who is a guest on this show from time to time, and our friend Amanda, check that out. Check out the Married Man show. Westworld is actually the broadcast is actually going to be live on Saturday, December 3rd at 11 a.m. Eastern. We're doing a live champagne brunch. All are welcome. Stay tuned for that. Check the Twitters and the Facebook pages for that. If you want to join the regular Facebook page, you can go to facebook.com/group/JayandJack groups. If you're a patron at the $5 or more level and you are not a part of the patrons group, please send me a message and I will add you. I think that's about it. Westworld with JayJack and Mike, you guys are going to be live after the show on Sunday night, the finale.
Live. Well, at least on the East Coast. The people on the West Coast, I guess it doesn't do you any good.
Yeah,
bummer. But if you have HBO Go and you're on the West Coast, you can watch on the East Coast time. That's what's cool about HBO Go.
Oh, that's right. So if you're watch it early and you can join us live.
So it's all live for all coasts if you're tech savvy.
Exactly.
Also, if you need more encouragement to become a patron, to get into our patron group at the $5 level, the latest Married Man show, we put up the video components. You can actually see our beautiful faces. And spoiler alert, at an hour and 18 minutes, Nick stands up and you can see his underwear.
is that the only reason why?
He was thrilled about that, wasn't he?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that literally the only reason why you decided to put the video up?
No. But I also wanted to say that, like, special secret podcasts are in the works, and these are patron-only podcasts. And I got to say...
special secret podcasts, not broadcasts.
No, not... I said podcast.
It sounded
Gosh,
like you said broadcast. Not, I think that was pretty, and I think you're trying to plug us because we're better than you. But continue.
No, absolutely, you are absolutely not better than me in any way. but that being said, super secret patron podcast coming out over. It's like a Christmas gift, and I think it's so, hopefully.
So get on that, Mandy's husband.
So hopefully, Mr. Mandy, yeah, I believe is how he prefers to be called.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Mandy.
But so if you want access to these super secret awesome podcasts, and let me tell you, the artwork is fantastic.
The artwork is amazing. I'm concerned about losing patrons.
We'll see.
Well, if you, yeah.
The fine line. It's a fine line. I'll be involved, so take it with a grain of salt.
Good times. There will definitely be some patron-only content for the patrons that are $5 or more over the holiday little break, I guess. So stay tuned for that. And I guess on that note, Jay is somewhere twitching because he knows that this podcast is approaching an hour and a half. And generally, I get the wrap it up at about an hour and 5 minutes. And then once we hit an hour and 10 minutes, I get the, you know, cut talking. So I'm going to cut this show, pull the plug.
But shouldn't you mention, like, the special patrons?
I did already.
You should that
oh.
Week.
I wasn't like, listening. Wasn't listening.
She's like 30 minutes ago.
Yeah, oh. You know. I did it like 5 minutes ago. But all right, on that note, guys, thank you so much for joining me today for some excellent Survivor/Mattress/Broken Pen talk. I hope you all enjoyed it. So come on, Eileen, let's go to sleep now. It's time.
What happens if I broke the pin if I was on Survivor and I was writing on the parchment and I broke the pin?
That would be amazing.
I think
be
it's
like,
a Sharpie,
would Jeff,
so.
Would Jeff vote, say, you're out? You
that's
broke my Sharpie.
That would be as good as when Alicia on Korong tried to write with the cap on the pen on the parchment.
Who was Alicia on Korong?
The blonde on the bronze tribe.
Oh my god, her. Yes, I remember. She got voted out the same night that What's-His-Face almost died. Okay, I'm on it. All right, so on that note,
She's a big fan of this podcast, by the way.
Oh, cool.
And mattresses.
And Scott Pollard, so all good. All right, well, on that note, guys, I think it's time to call it a night. Oh.
Yay!
All right, on that note, my name is Colleen.
I'm Tim.
I'm Irene.
And good night. Goodbye. See ya.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, God.